I've drank.
I've seven glasses.
I've drank seven glasses.
Okay. I like to
drink water.
Okay. If you have some company over for a meal and they're all standing around the table and you don't want them to continue standing, you might say, well, why don't you go ahead
and sit down?
So they went ahead and
sat.
They had already, by the time you got back in the room,
sat down.
All right. If you're seated at the table and your host doesn't want you to wait until something's passed, you might say, well, go ahead
and eat. I go ahead and get it.
Okay, or any other expression you might use in that situation, go ahead and
start eating. You mean it's been passed?
No, he wants you to do it yourself without waiting to...
Oh, help yourself.
Sure. Okay, so you went ahead and...
Helped myself.
They had already...
Helped themselves.
Okay. If somebody passed you something that you really detested, say when you were a guest at someone's house for a meal, what might you say when it comes your way?
I didn't get that.
Yeah, somebody passed you a dish that you really disliked.
Well, no, thank you.
Sure. Okay. Would you ever say anything else?
Well, I wouldn't care if you did that or something of that nature.
Would it make any difference what you would say if you were at home with your family rather than, you know, being a guest sometimes? Would you say the same thing?
I think I would say basically the same thing. I've heard perfect people say, I don't want any of that.
Okay. All right, talking about food that's been heated and served a second time, you say you're having
leftovers.
In other words, the food has been
cooked, or it's been left over, or it's been cooked yesterday, or it was cooked yesterday. Or
and you did what to it in order to serve it again?
I heated it.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
eat or chew.
Sure. Right. If you made with a dish that you make, from cornmeal, it's just mixed in boiling water. Maybe a little salt is added. Kind of soupy stuff, I guess.
Yes, I've heard of that. I haven't eaten it, but I've heard of people call it. I forgot what you, what's the name of it. How do you spell it?
Mush.
Yes. Maybe it is mush. It seems to me that's another word I've heard used rather than mush.
Kush. You heard that? Kush or kush-kush?
Or maybe it is mush. Maybe that's what it is. Elder people, old people used to use that for, they didn't have teeth.
It wouldn't be any problem.
Right.
Okay. You were telling me when I walked in today that you had been working in your
garden.
Yeah. What do you have going there? What do you have going in the garden?
Oh, I have string, pole beans, squash, okra, corn, tomatoes, peas, butter beans. I even have two rows of potatoes. Slips, not two potatoes growing. And I also have some white potatoes growing.
What about the other type of potato?
Sweet potatoes, yes.
You ever hear people out here call it anything else?
Yams.
Sure. That's the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. And these things that just make your eyes water.
Onions?
Yeah, you grow those?
I don't. I don't like onions.
Do you mean with a variety that has the long green stalk to it? Type of onion?